Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim, Chapter 8, Mishnah 6 and 7. The Mishnah begins, Bisar kachay kachim shenitma. So, the holiest offerings that became impure, what do you do with it? Ben ba'ava toma, ben bivlada toma. So the Mishnah says, let's say it became tamei through avatoma, which is primary toma, or vladatoma, which is secondary toma. And there's a debate in the Rishami whether the vladatoma of our Mishnah is bona fide doraisa, secondary toma, or just rabbinic. But either way, the Mishnah says this is going to be, we're going to see a machlokas about how to deal with these meats that became impure. And the Mishnah continues, ben bifnim ben chutz. And what happens whether or not this meat became impure inside the Beis Hamikdash or outside the Beis Hamikdash? So beishamay omrim hakol yisareif bifnim. In general, kachay kachim, holy of holy meats that become impure, you generally burn it inside the Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, you cannot be eaten once it becomes impure, so you have to burn it. Chutz, they say, however, there's one case where you burn it outside. Mishinitma bi'ava toma b'chutz. So they say you burn it outside the Beis Hamikdash if it became impure through a primary source of impurity outside the Beis Hamikdash. Because in that case, Shashamay feels it's not right to bring that inside the Beis Hamikdash just to burn it. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, HaKol Yisareif B'chutz. No, Beis Hillel says in general, it's not proper to be burning this stuff no matter where it became impure inside the Beis Hamikdash. You have to burn it outside. Chutz, however, they do give one exception. Mishinitma bevlada toma bifnim. If it became impure through a secondary toma, then, and this impurity took place inside the Beis Hamikdash, then they say you don't have to bother bringing it out. That concludes the sixth Mishnah. Now the seventh Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, Omer. So this is, the seventh is really a continuation of the sixth. More opinions about what to do if the holiest meat becomes impure. So he says, Esh shenitma ba'av hatoma, that which became impure through a primary source of impurity, ben bifnim ben b'chutz, and that doesn't matter whether that became impure inside the Beis Hamikdash or outside, yisareif b'chutz, either way, if it's through a primary toma, it must be burnt outside of the temple. The Esh shenitma bivlad hatoma, let's say it became through a secondary impurity, ben bifnim ben b'chutz, either way, whether inside the temple or outside the temple, yisareif bifnim, must be burnt inside. Rabbi Kiva or Omer, Rabbi Kiva is different than Makom, to Maso Sham Shrei Vaso. No. Rabbi Kiva says, whatever became contaminated, there it is burnt.
Okay, that concludes the seventh Mishnah. Everyone should have a great day.